Well, go ahead and turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We're going to look briefly this morning at one of the great truths from the Word of God. Are we going to turn up the lights this morning just for so they can see? Thanks. We're going to be thinking about thankfulness, okay? Thankfulness. We've just celebrated, really, in our nation, a time of Thanksgiving. We're thankful for what a great nation we have. And it is the greatest nation in the world. And then we're thankful for those who have given their lives and who are risking their lives right now to keep us free. We're thankful for our family and our friends and our loved ones. And we're thankful for our church and really the freedom that we have to come to worship anytime we want to. We live in the greatest nation and on the face of the earth, and it is very blessed by God. But there's more. We think about it. Those who have trusted in Jesus Christ as Savior, we want to stop this morning and we want to spend some time being thankful to our God and Savior. We want to reflect on what we have from God and His blessings. And we realize that everything that we have comes from Him. And so this morning what we want to do is we want to give thanks to God. And so there's so much there as we begin. Robert Linton said this. He said, you know, Thanksgiving was never meant to be shut up in a single day. Truly, we are thankful. We're thankful every day. In fact, as we get up in the mornings, we should say, thank you, Lord, that you've allowed me to live another day and your grace and your mercy and your blessings to me. We of all people on this earth should be the most thankful. Why? Because we have God's grace. We have God's grace to us in His Son, Jesus Christ. And look at 1 Corinthians 15. Look at the very end, almost of the chapter, at verse 57. Because here's Paul has been teaching, of course, through this chapter about the great truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and how Jesus died and rose again and conquered the grave and we have victory and all of that. But he gives this summary statement in verse 57. He says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. We're to be thankful to God for the victory over sin and death, the fact that Jesus died and rose again, that He has conquered death, that He gives eternal life. And we are thankful for this victory that we have. Remember that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's no doubt about that. The wages of sin is death. We owe God death. Ephesians 2 says that God was rich in His mercy. These are the verses that Stephen read a while ago. But God being rich in His great mercy in which He has loved us, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us, to pay for our sins and to rise again, paying for sin and conquering death. And He offers to us, and this is the thing that people miss, He's offering the gift of eternal life, which is simply by faith. All who believe will never perish but have everlasting life. Salvation is a gift. We should be thankful to God this morning for the gift of salvation. We think about all that God has done for us, and how should we respond? Well, this morning, what I want to do is I just want to think about being thankful, and we want to look at it in three different things. But first of all, we want to be thinking about responding to God in thankfulness by our lives, our prayers, and our praise. Those three things, our lives, how we live, and what we think about our lives, our prayers, how we pray, and then even I'll call it our praise. But let's start first with just thinking about our lives. When we realize how do we respond to God based on our lives? We say we should have an attitude of thankfulness. We live on this earth. We're to be thankful to God. What an attitude we should have. In fact, as we get up in the morning, I put it this way, we should have this attitude of thanks. Because the truth is, when you go to bed at night, you don't know if you're going to get up another day. There's no guarantee. He didn't say, I'll give you another day. We never know how many days that we have. As we get up, we should say, thank you, Lord, for another day. We should not limit our thanksgiving to just some aspects, but to everything. In Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7, he says, walk in a worthy way, overflowing with thanksgiving. Overflowing with thanksgiving. The word in some of our Bible translations is gratitude. As we think about our God and Savior, as we think about living the Christian life, who He is and what He's done, we should live a life overflowing with thanksgiving. See, too often we look at what we don't have. We say, well, that didn't work out. Well, this didn't go really well. That's not right. Well, I don't have any of this. How come I don't have this? We should wake up and say, look what I do have. I should be overflowing with thanksgiving. We should live that life that way. Hey, there's so many, as I said, who look at God and say, what I don't have, rather than what I do have. I want you to turn. I'm just going to be moving up just a few places, but go ahead and turn to Ephesians. Just flip over your 1 Corinthians, turn a little bit further in the back of your Bible to Galatians, and then Ephesians. And look at Ephesians chapter 5. I want you to see what he says about giving thanks. Ephesians 5, I'm going to give you just a second to get over there. We're going to go to some number of places today. Some I'll tell you to just turn to, some you just listen. Ephesians 5, look at verse 20. Look what he says. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. He says, always giving thanks for all things. I mean, think about it. Ephesians 5:20, always giving thanks to God for all things. It's so hard to be thankful to God for all things, as we remember from last night. It's so hard to give thanks in everything. And notice that it says in all things, not only the good, but sometimes the bad. Because God is working together all events. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything do what? In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. We are to be thankful in every circumstances of life, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. We have to say, Lord, I have to trust you because you're working all things every day in every way. God is working in our lives, all things according to the counsel of his will. He works all things together for good. One of the favorite little verses, of course, is Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. We live an attitude of thankfulness and joy. That's what we should do. That's not easy. Because we look at life and we always look at the things that go wrong or the things that aren't right. But we must respond to our great God by being thankful in every aspect. As we put it this way, as he says back in that other passage that we looked at earlier, the very first passage, live with an attitude of gratitude. And the truth is this, if we're not thankful for what we have now, we're not going to be thankful when we get more. That's the bottom line. Are our lives characterized by thankfulness? Now, well, let's think about our lives for a second. I want to look at it in two aspects. Who we are and what we have, okay? Two aspects of our lives, who we are and what we have. And there are three things that I want you to think about who we are. And we can be thankful about it. First of all, we are children of God. Think about that. Thankful that by faith in Jesus Christ, we become children of God. John 1:12, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even those who believe in his name. Do you realize you can give thanks to God and say, thank you, Lord, that when I believed in Jesus Christ as my Savior, you made me your child. I was born again as a child of God. I went from death to life to being a child of God, from being in the power of Satan to being in God's family. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. It's simply by faith in Christ we are God's children, and it's forever. So we never want to take that for granted. But there's more. What else you'll be thankful about? Second is we're saints. Now, a lot of people don't understand the word saint. Some people think the word saint means a really godly Christian person. But a saint really is a set apart one. And every one of us who have believed in Jesus Christ as Savior, God places us in Christ. We're holy. We're saints. There's two ways that we're saints. I want you to see this. One is we're declared righteous. Romans 5:1, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. We are justified by faith. That means to be declared righteous by faith. So we're declared right, but we're also made righteous. Romans 4:5. To him who does not work but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited for righteousness. So not only does God declare you right, he actually makes you right. That's why he can call you a saint, a set apart one, a holy one, because when you believe in Jesus Christ, he makes you holy. That's why you can spend eternity with Jesus Christ, because he makes you holy. So think about how powerful that is. We are God's children. We are saints. And then the third thing is that we are ambassadors. We ought to be thankful to God about the fact that he allows us to be his ambassadors. 2 Corinthians 5:20. We're ambassadors for Christ as though God did beseech through you. We get to go forth from this place as representatives of Jesus Christ. I mean, it's an amazing thing. Here is the living God who could proclaim his message in any kind of way that he chose to. He could say, I'm going to send angels down. I'm going to put the message in clouds. I'm going to do all kind of things. But what he says is, I've given a written revelation, and I'm going to take people who trust in me, and I give them eternal life, and then I let them be my representatives. We ought to be thankful to God that we get to represent the living God. So thankful for God, for the fact that we're children of God, that we're saints, that we're ambassadors. That's who we are. But the second thing is, what do we have? When we think about our lives, what do we have? Well, first of all, let's think about this materially. Everything we have is from God. James says every gift and perfect thing comes from the Father above. In 1 Timothy, he says we brought nothing in, we take nothing out. Everything that we have is from God. Our money, our possessions, our time. Think about that. Everything that you have. I teach a class on Wednesday nights at our CBI. It's called Biblical Finances. In the very first couple of lessons, the foundational truth of biblical finances is that everything that you have comes from God. Everything that you have is from God, and you're to use it for His honor and His glory. And so the first thing we could think about materially is everything we have comes from God. But there's a second thing, not only materially, but spiritually. Everything we have comes from God. Think about it, that He's given us the gifts and the talents and inheritance and rewards. Think about it. You have spiritual gifts. Each one of you in this room who know Jesus Christ as Savior, you have at least one spiritual gift, a divine ability given to you by God to serve Him. You have different talents that He has put in you, that some people can do other things and some people can do this, and He's given that to you. He's given you an inheritance that has never fade away. He's given you rewards that when you serve Him, He will reward you. Everything we have comes from God, both materially and spiritually. So the first thing that I want you to think about is being thankful. And that is living a life of thankfulness. Think about our lives. And as our response in our lives is thankfulness to God. So think about tomorrow morning. Well, as you go through this day, think about it. But when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you should say is, thank you, Lord, for another day. Because you didn't have to give it to me. You didn't have to give it to me. There's a second aspect of our thankfulness, and that deals with our prayers. Now, first of all, our life, but how about our prayers? It's an amazing thing that we express our thankfulness to God by our prayers. We don't always think about it that way, but what is prayer? Exactly, prayer is just talking to God. Think about it. We can talk to God anytime, any place, anywhere, about anything. So you can come to God anytime, any place, anywhere, about anything. But we are to be thankful as we pray. I want you to turn, you're in Ephesians, just turn over to the next book of the Bible, toward the back, to the book of Philippians, and look at chapter 4, and I want you to see verse 6. Because what we see is that when we pray, we should have this attitude of thankfulness. Now, as you're turning there, think about it. In our lives, who we are and what we have, everything should be an attitude of thankfulness because God allows us to live another day. Everything that we have materially is from God. Everything that we have spiritually is from God. We think about our lives. We just want to make an impact for Christ. And that's all. We're thankful to God. But what about our prayers? Think about praying. Look at Philippians 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. Now, this prayer and supplication are two different words for prayer. One of them has the idea of making an intercession. The other means making a request. He says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. He says, let your prayers be made known to God with thanksgiving. See, sometimes we come to God, and I know there are Christians who actually think that God is obligated to answer their prayers. God answers all prayer. Sometimes they're yes, sometimes they're no, and sometimes they're wait. God answers prayer, but some people think that God's obligated, that when they say it in a certain way, or they claim something, or they say, you've got to do this for me, that He's obligated. He's not. He's obligated to answer the prayer in the very best way for you, and that may not be what you're asking for or how you're asking for it. This says, look, don't be anxious for anything. But what you do is in everything, as you pray, as you lift up your request, make them with thanksgiving. Be thankful to God. Come to God because of what He has done for us, who He is and what He has done. God is a God who answers prayer. Hebrews 4:16 says we can come boldly to the throne of grace to find help in the time of need. You can come to God anytime, any place, anywhere. Should we be thankful that He hears every prayer and that God is going to answer every prayer in the very best possible way? We're thankful to God for both what we call the answered and the unanswered. They're all answered. Sometimes we say, well, he didn't answer that one. Well, He answered it. It was just no. Right? Sometimes it's no. Sometimes it's wait. Sometimes it's yes. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, He says, be devoted to prayer with an attitude of thanksgiving. Be devoted to prayer with an attitude of thanksgiving. So when you pray, But we can show our thankfulness to God as we pray, as we come to Him with prayer and thanksgiving, responding to Him, to who He is. So we think about our lives, thanksgiving. We think about our prayers, thanksgiving. We think about this last part. It's our praise. And what I want to do is we think about our praise. We talk about our responding to God. I really want to look at it in two ways, our proclaiming and our praising. Let's talk about our proclaiming for just a second. What are we to do? Well, we're to proclaim. We're to proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ to people in this community. As we praise God by the message that we proclaim. There are two things. There's a message that we give to the unbelievers and the message that we give to believers. To the unbeliever, we tell them the greatest truth of all. We bring them good news. We lift up our voices in praise and adoration to God as we tell them that God so loved the world, that's them, that He gave His only begotten Son, that's Jesus, to die on the cross to pay for sin and rise again, that whosoever, that's anyone, would believe in Him, trust in Him and Him alone, would never perish, never be separated from God, but have eternal life. What a message. We get to proclaim that message in this community. When we leave in just a little bit, we're going to go into this community, we're going to where we live and where we work and where we play and all the different things that we do, and we have a sphere of influence that people listen to us. People are your friends. People know you. You have the privilege of proclaiming that good news message in this community. For believers, we have a message. We want them to grow. We want them to study the Scripture and grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. Take what they've been taught and pass that on to others. Now, that's our proclamation. But what about our praise? And that's what we are to do. And this morning, I want to kind of bring it together with this idea of praise. Psalm 100, if you would go ahead and turn over there. Psalm 100, these are the verses that we read earlier. The Psalms are incredible because they're songs is what they are. This is the 100th song, basically, in the songbook. And there's some great, great things here. If you get there, it actually says in the subtitle, a psalm for thanksgiving. A psalm for thanksgiving. And that's really what it is. The 100th psalm is a psalm of thanksgiving. You could get up every day and read this psalm. You could get up every day and read this psalm and say, thank you, Lord. You let me live another day. See, when you're young, you expect to live another day. When you get older, you don't expect to necessarily live another day. You just don't know. You don't know how long you have. When you think about this psalm, I'm going to do something different. Normally, I just teach right through the passage. I'm going to do it a little bit different this morning. We're going to do it not verse by verse, but we're going to do two things. We're going to look at why be thankful and how to be thankful. And we'll do it very quickly. First of all, why be thankful? This verse tells us to be thankful because of the great God that we have. Look what it says. Look at verse 3. Know that the Lord Himself is God. The first reason that we're thankful is that the Lord is God. This is, we're looking at God and who He God is and what He has done. The Lord is God. Notice this. Know that the Lord Himself is God. If you look at it carefully, and I've taught you this before, and most of you know this, but when you look in, especially in the Old Testament, and you see capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, that's the name, YHWH, that's the personal name of God. Sometimes you'll see the word Lord, and it'll be capital O, and then little O-R-D. That's a different word. That's Adonai. It's a different word. This is the word YHWH. Sometimes we translate it or say it's Yahweh. But this is know that the Lord, the personal God Himself, is God. The very first thing we have to realize is God is the self-existing one. He has always existed. The one that we worship, the one that we praise, the one that we give thanksgiving to is the eternal God. There's a second great truth. Look what it says. It says, it is He who has made us and not we ourselves. The second thing is that He is the Creator. He is the Creator of all things. He made us, not ourselves. In Genesis 1, 26, 27, God says, let us make man in our image. God spoke and the creation came to be. In Psalm 139, He created us. The Bible actually tells us while we're being formed in our mother's womb, God is the one creating us. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Give thanks to God. The third thing we see why we should be thankful is that we are His people. We are his people. Notice the verse says, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. He's not only talking about the nation of Israel there, but who are the chosen people of God, but anyone in the New Testament, when we believe in Jesus Christ as Savior, that we become children of God. We become his people. In that sense, we are his children. We belong to him. He purchased us. He redeemed us. We're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And we're thankful for that. There is a fourth thing, and that is this. The Lord is good. Look at verse 5. For the Lord is good. You know what? If the Lord wasn't good, you'd be dead. You understand that? If the Lord wasn't a good God, you'd be dead. Every one of us would be dead because we all sin and come short of the glory of God. All in open rebellion from God. Even as a child of God, we're in open rebellion and continue to do things that are wrong. If the Lord wasn't a good God, every one of us would be dead. You ought to be thankful to God. Thank you for not killing me. It's true. Thank you for allowing me to live. The Lord is good. He never makes a mistake. He always does exactly what is right. I love this verse. It says, the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting. That Hebrew word, loving kindness, is H-E-S-E-D. It's pronounced chesed, and it means a loyal love. It means a love that never changes. The Lord is good, and his love never changes. It never changes. His faithfulness is to all generations. He always does what is good. He is God. He is our Creator. We belong to him, and he is good. That's why we should be thankful. Now, how are we to be thankful? Look what he says for us to do. How to be thankful. Number one, here's the first one, shout. Now, we're not used to shouting in here, are we? You may think I shout sometimes, but I don't much. But, you know, you're not used to shouting. Look at verse 1. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. The word shout means to announce. It means to proclaim. It means to praise. It means to lift up your voice. The greatest way you can shout is that you can tell people the good news message. You can proclaim the message of salvation to a lost world. There are people that you come in contact with every day that do not know Jesus Christ as Savior. They may be good people. They may be moral people. They may go to church. But there are people you see every day that if you got down and asked them, if they were to die, would they go to heaven? Some of them would say, I think so, I hope so. And if you said to them, why? Many of them would say, because I've tried to go to church and I've tried to do what's right. See, they've never trusted in Christ. You need to proclaim. You need to shout this good news message out. So he says, shout joyfully to the Lord, all ye earth. There's a second thing we should do. We should serve him. We should serve the Lord with gladness. Now, it's one thing to serve him without gladness. There's some people who go through the motions. They say, I'm supposed to work in the nursery. I'm supposed to help with this. Oh, I told him I'd go up there and help him move chairs. I don't think that's serving the Lord with gladness, is it? Look what he says. Serve the Lord with gladness. We get to live for him. We get to serve him. One of the greatest things you can do is Romans 12, where you say, God, I want you to take my life and I want you to use me for your glory. So how do we respond? We shout. We serve. You ready for this one? We sing. Look what the verse says. Verse 2, come before him with joyful singing. Sing praises to God. Sing praises to God for who he is and what he's done. When we have songs, let me know. Stephen just sang that song, Grace. And I'm sitting down there and I'm trying not to sing it out loud because I love that song so much. And his voice is so good as when he's singing that, I just want to sing along with him. It's his special, you know. So I tried not to sing. But don't you, when we sing these songs, sometimes aren't the words amazing? And the tune so beautiful? And that you can lift up your voice in praise to God. And so when the songs come, it may not be a song you like. Can you imagine telling God, I don't like this song about you? Think about that. Think about yourself. I don't like that song. Really? You don't like this song? It says, glorify God in the highest. You don't like this song? Well, maybe I better rethink that. Maybe you better rethink it when you start telling people how you don't like this song and you don't like that song and you don't like this. All songs that give praise and adoration to God are great, aren't they? Sing, sing, come before him with joyful singing. And one last thing that he says to do enter his gates. That literally has the idea of come together to worship, because when in Psalm 100, when he says enter his gates, that was the idea of the nation of Israel coming together to worship and to praise. And so we can say, listen, how do we respond to our great God in praise? Well, we come together with other believers. So we give thanks. How? We shout to him. We serve him. We sing to him. We worship him with fellow believers. See, there's a lot of people who say, oh, it doesn't matter whether you go to church or not. It doesn't matter. It does matter. He says, seek not to forsake the assembly of yourself as the manner of some is. He says here, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Come together with fellow believers in praise, in adoration, and thanksgiving. As we pause for a time of thanksgiving this morning, think about our life, our prayers, and our praise. Our life, an attitude of thanksgiving. Our prayers, making requests with thanksgiving. Our praise. Why? Who he is. How? Shouting, serving, singing, and worshiping. Think about who he is. Think about every day giving thanks. Let me give you some applications, of course. And the obvious one is this. Let's be thankful to God. Let's be thankful to God. Respond to God in thankfulness. Wake up daily being thankful. Wake up daily being thankful. Why? Because he's God, because he's the Savior, because he's the Creator, because he's the Redeemer. He's the one that has given us eternal life as a gift by faith. That's why we should be thankful. Well, how do we do it? Well, how? We live a life that has an attitude of thankfulness. Every aspect of our life, we say, listen, you're working all things according to the counsel of your will, whether they're good or bad. I must be thankful to you for the events that come into my life. Who are we? We're children of God. We're ambassadors for Christ. We're saints. What do we have? Everything, materially and spiritually, from God. How are we to be thankful to God? Our prayers. We come boldly with thankfulness. And then finally, our praise. Our praise when we proclaim the message to the unbeliever, when we come together, meeting together, shouting, serving, singing, and worshiping God. My challenge to you from this point on is every day when you wake up, just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for another day. Thank you for being my God. Thank you for being my Savior. Thank you for being my Creator. Thank you for being my Redeemer. Thank you for giving me eternal life. Thank you that everything I have comes from you, both materially and spiritually. I want to shout to this world. I want to sing. I want to proclaim. I want to serve. And I want to worship. May we do that. We ask this in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, thank you that we get to come together with fellow believers, that we get to worship you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to live another day. Thank you that you're our God and Savior. Thank you that you created us. Thank you that you redeemed us. Thank you that you gave us another day. Thank you, Lord, that you gave us gifts and talents and abilities. Thank you, Lord, for all the material things that you've given us. Thank you for all the spiritual things that you've given us. Lord, may our lives be alive and have an attitude of thankfulness. Lord, as we pray to you, may we be anxious for nothing but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let our requests be made known to you. Thank you, Lord, we get to announce the good news message to this community. And Lord, as we gather together, as we come together, may we shout, may we serve, may we sing, and may we worship you. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of giving us another day to live for you. May our lives count for you, and may we be thankful for what you have done for us. We ask this in Jesus' name.